This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
What would Josh Reynolds be too expensive, or does he lack the speed they want? Yeah, I don't think that's the kind of guy they're looking for. It doesn't look like it. They keep looking for speed. You know what I mean? Because the one gentleman that mentioned Tyler Boyd, I love Tyler Boyd. He's not a blazer, but he's a good receiver, dude. And he would be a beautiful number three. Maybe he wants a little more money, wants a shot at a number two somewhere, gets more rep. I don't know what he's holding out for or whatever, but they have a thing they're looking for. And OBJ fits what you already have. And that's kind of what they like. I don't get it, but whatever. You know, it is what it is.
And they solidified their quote-unquote possession receivers with Berrios and River Craycraft now.
Yeah. And then you have Jonnu.
Yeah.
You have one of the three fastest tight ends in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you have a guy that's going to get separation there. And if OBJ is your fourth guy at times... Yep. Who the hell on the fourth corner or safety is going to stay with OBJ?
No.
You know, it's not going to happen. So maybe it also gets Mike to design plays for other players not named Tyreek, which would be nice. You know, it's great to get the ball to Tyreek, but it's too much Tyreek. You wear the man out. He's going for the silly 2000. We'll get to that shit again. He doesn't need that, bro. You need to spread the ball around. You need to be more... unpredictable. And when Tyreek goes out on a route, there's 2-3 guys on top of him. So that means there's other guys open. So if you have Jonnu Smith out there running and Waddle and OBJ and Craycraft and Berrios and the running backs, I want to see these people catch the football. That's what I want to see. Spread the ball around, please. And maybe they're afraid also that if they don't have the line that can hold in long enough, you need people that can get open right away. So you add OBJ to it, along with Jonnu Smith. These are people, along with Waddle and Tyreek, that can all get open right away. They can shake people right away and get open, and Tua can find them right away, and boom. So you don't have to always go to Tyreek. It can be to any of the other guys. And by the way, here's the other thing that comes with the whole OBJ thing that a lot of people aren't looking at. Year one of Waddle. How much did he play on inside there, Sean? Quite a bit, right? And OBJ pretty much is an outside receiver all the time. So you can make three receiver sets where Waddle goes inside and does a lot of the things he did the first year with Tua. There's already a relationship of short yardage success between those two. And then you have Tyreek and OBJ, and you have Jonnu and Waddle creating havoc in the middle. You know, you have to start thinking about it and then say, okay, if the risk isn't bad, well, then maybe it is worth trying it. You know what I mean? Because there's different things you can do with him, and you can move things around because Waddle is the guy that has the toughness, and he also has, you know, the twitch to be able to go left and right from the slot. And then you've got Jonnu, which now you've got a real threat. These are things you didn't have in the offense last year. So this is what they're trying to inject in the offense this year. And that's why. And so if your line doesn't hold up for 3 seconds, so Tua can find a second and third option, well, then let's put four fast options out there, and he can make a decision to any of them within that first read. Comprende, compadre? It's not that he can't go to the second or third or fourth. It's that he needs to have time to get to the second, third, or fourth. But when you're missing most of your offensive line, you're not going to get to your second or third. At the beginning of the year, if everybody's healthy, now he's going to have time to get to his second and third options. But if you start losing all your linemen like you did last year, and you got a bunch of backups, and hell, Eichenberg filling in was playing on one leg, you're not going to have time. So let's have a security blanket that if that happens again to us, we have more fast people out there so we can make quicker decisions, and it's not just one guy or two guys. Now we have four. Okay? You got to think big picture of what they're trying to do and what Mike is thinking. You have to put yourself in Mike's shoes, and that's kind of what I'm kind of putting you in that room of what they're thinking. Okay? And that's where the Odell Beckham thing makes sense, because it's a quick twitch guy, gets open quickly, just like Jonnu Smith, just like the other two guys that you have on the team. No one else was like that. Not Craycraft, not Claypool, not Cedric Wilson, not Ezukama, not Smythe, not Justin Hill. Is it Justin Hill? Julian Hill. Certainly not Tyler Kraft. You know, no, there were no quick twitch players at all. It was just those two guys. So now you've added four. Okay? Well, you've added three, because Jonnu will be able to shake any safety or linebacker out there. We'll see what happens if you're able to sign Odell Beckham. And if you're not able to sign Odell Beckham, then you look for the draft to find another receiver that might be a speed receiver. That might be an option for them. Okay? Make sense out there? Make sense for you? Okay?